Fresh Takes.
Welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash, Ketchum, and Pikachu, we don't evolve, we just level up. Here to talk Superman by James Gunn. Fresh takes. Get your fresh takes here. So I'm going to start this off. This is a solo episode. I'm going to be talking more spoilers later this weekend, talking everything about Superman, everything about this movie in greater detail. This is a spoiler-free review for you guys. This movie's good. This movie is solid. This movie is great. This movie is everything you would want in a Superman movie, more or less. This is everything you would want from a James Gunn movie and everything that you could expect from a James Gunn movie. For better and for worse, I think my biggest criticism of James Gunn is I don't know if he can get to elite level writing, and I think this is kind of where we're at with Superman here, where I'm like, it's a solid movie. It is great. Great start. This is the best start you could probably expect for a franchise. And honestly, if this is what DCU did for with Man of Steel, I think we would have been a lot more excited for the DCU. This movie is just solid. It's jam-packed, full of characters, full of plots, full of a lot of things. But it's not too much that it's overwhelming. There's many fun characters that show up in a lot of meaningful ways. And honestly, this movie reminds me a lot of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, where we kind of just get going right away. We don't really take a whole lot of time to get us caught up to where the story is. We get kind of a screen crawl. I know James Gunn was explaining that his screen crawl is going to be like Star Wars. It's not like Star Wars, but it is, you know, information that shows up on a screen that's like, hey, 3 centuries ago, we learned about this. 3 years ago, we learned about Superman. 3 days ago, or 3 hours ago, this is what happened. Again, I'm not going into spoilers, but we kind of just get to the start. And this movie is mostly just Lex Luthor trying to kill Superman for reasons that we will talk about in a later video. And that's mostly what the movie is Lex Luthor is trying to kill Superman. Superman's trying to be his best self, trying to be good, trying to save people, and has to deal with all the politics of the world. And Lex Luthor is just spinning these politics and using it to his advantage for nefarious reasons. And that is the movie. Of course, you got the Justice Gang that gets involved, Green Lantern, Hawkgirl, and Mr. Terrific. You have all the Daily Planet people there. If you watch My Adventures of Superman, you're going to be delighted because, like, they, like, honestly, like, the character Steve from My Adventures from Superman, he's in this movie. He feels like Steve from that show. And there's so many things that, like, from this movie that takes from, like, other Superman stuff and kind of puts it all together. And honestly, that's awesome. But there is some, like, downsides because this movie sometimes struggles with knowing what it wants to be. Does it want to be this hopeful movie? Does it want to be a group film that's very typical of James Gunn? Or does it want to be like this funny, zany, makes a lot of jokes? It struggles in that way. And it doesn't take away from the movie whatsoever, but there's just moments where you're like, oh, we maybe should have held onto the emotion a little bit and saved the joke. But it's not as bad. When I first listened to like the reviews of this movie, I thought there was a lot of complaints about, oh, it's way too much exposition. There's so many moments where like jokes just take away the emotional impact. And these are criticisms that I had of James Gunn before, especially the exposition. Guardians of the Galaxy, I have a hard time watching that movie because it's just like a lot of the dialogue is exposition, you know, explaining the world. Again, exposition that was needed for audiences to understand it. But from like, if you watch it again and you already know the exposition, it's like, ugh, I'm hearing it again for the second time, and it just feels unnatural. There is that in this movie. But for the most part, it doesn't take away from what is happening. There is so much to this world. So I'm going to kind of go through bit by bit. All right, sound-wise, soundtrack-wise, for the most part, it's all a movie. Or For the most part, the soundtrack is solid. A lot of the old themes of Superman from like the original movie is there and is used mostly good, but this is, again, like the direction of the film itself. There are times where it doesn't know if it wants to be a classic Superman film or if it wants to be a James Gunn film. And what I mean James Gunn is there is those classic movie tropes, but it's not like the main thing. And I think this is where James Gunn struggles because he loves incorporating music. Guardians of the Galaxy is perfect because he has a character who is all about music. All these characters are about music. All these characters love listening to different bands and they talk about different bands in the movie. And it's like, it's hard to believe that like Superman and Lois are talking about punk rock. It's like, that just feels more James Gunn. Effects, I heard a lot of people complain about the CGI doesn't always feel believable. I think for the most part, the effects are great. I know there's one particular scene with Lex Luthor when he's in the Ice Fortress. This is in the trailer itself. There's like moments where things are happening and he's not flinching. Yes, that moment feels very unbelievable, but there isn't like too many moments where you're just like, ugh. Most of the shots look really good. There's a lot of really cool, interesting shots. Superman just flying around fighting Justice gang fighting, like it looks dope. It looks great. There's some like Green Lantern is just a really fun character to watch and all those different effects, especially Guy Gardner's like illuminations. Like he's literally just flicking people off with an actual finger while slapping them with it. It's fun. It's hilarious. Acting wise, I have no complaints. I think everyone is top notch. David Cordy Sweat, he's Superman. Rachel Brosnahan is Lois Lane. Nicholas Holt, I can't say he's Lex Luthor because like the Lex Luthor is very Justice League Unlimited. Like that's the Lex Luthor that's in my brain, very cold, calculated, and very reserved. This Lex Luthor isn't reserved. This Lex Luthor is fucking like maniacally crazy, but very intellect. Like I am impressed with Nicholas Holt's Lex Luthor. I think writing wise, there is something to be said with him, but performance wise, best Lex Luthor on screen, like by far better than Jesse Eisenberg from Batman vs Superman. By far better than that, like by far better than Kevin Spacey. Like he's just a really good Lex Luthor. Yes, I have more to say about it, but I'm like debating if I want to get into the characters. Plot wise, I feel like plot wise, we just get really deep into it right away, and there's not a whole lot of room for breathing. And I maybe this is just me really loving television shows and wanting to know more plot, especially watching One Piece, wanting to know like the motivations for a lot of these characters. We don't really get that. We just get really into the action and we get little tidbits of it. It could have been deeper. We could have learned a little bit more. Lore-wise, about the world of the DC universe, there's so much love from James Gunn. And that's what gets me really excited about the DCU is just like this feels like a very believable world. This feels like a world of metahumans. It feels like he's trying to build the lore of the DCU. He's trying to build the lore of DC Comics. And it feels like DC Comics. It feels like a comic book movie, for better or for worse, but it feels like those, like, it feels like a comic book. And I love it. I want, like, as someone who reads comics, as you can see, all the comics that I have, that's what I want from movies and from TV shows. Like, I want the stories from the pages to go just flow into it and not feel changed in a sense of, like, oh, it's a movie, it has to be more realistic. This movie doesn't feel that way. There's so many things where you're like, when you think about it, you're like, oh, does that make sense? Like, you just randomly throw some like comic book knowledge in there, and it's like a comic book explanation of like why this character is doing this, or like why does he have this power? And it's like, you, this world believes it. You're like, oh, I've seen many crazy things, and I think the biggest thing I love about the world is so much. There's always like world-ending threats. It seems like every single day, which feels like a Superman trope because this is what he does. He deals with planetary threats or city threats all day, or you know, all day long almost. Not all day long, but like it seems like it happens often. And in this movie, when things are happening in the background, like you will see some crazy shit happening in the background, and Superman's like, oh, they got it. And Lois and Jimmy, they're just like, eh, it's another Tuesday. Like, this feels like a really believable world. Characters react in a believable way. And I enjoy it. And it seems like everywhere we ended up, we just got more characters, more lore, more background. Like, off phrases that teases other things that me and Brandon will get into it. And we'll be very excited about it because we're talking about a specific character that they mentioned in this film. And no one has talked about it. And I'm not talking about it here because it's a spoiler review. But I'm excited to talk about that little mention because, again, that the mention is very James Gunn, Ian. No, I don't think that works. Yeah. All right. Let's characters. David Corliss, Superman. Okay, yeah, we were getting into this. Superman, Clark Kent. I really like that mixture. We didn't get enough of like that change. We didn't get enough of like Super David Corliss, Clark Kent needing to run into rescue right away. We didn't get that feeling of Superman. Not that I needed it, but I wanted to see more of it. That's something that I would like for them to add into future films. It just seemed more of that dynamic. Again, maybe that's just the TV show version of me. Like, My Adventures of Superman, we get that daily. Like, that is just a daily thing that we have to deal with in each episode, is just Clark Kent needing to find an excuse to leave so he can go save the day. Like, I wanted to see more of that, but I'm not going to complain about it because, you know, he was busy being Superman the entire movie. Again, Lois is one of the closest that we ever seen for, like, Rachel Brosnahan is great. Jimmy Olsen. So I made a mention in the preview video that like I was excited to see Jimmy for being Jimmy, and I was always sick of kind of like the new iteration of Jimmy where he's more like African American and serious. Nothing in the fact that like I have no problem with him being a different color, perfectly fine. My Adventures of Superman, different color, but he felt like Jimmy Olsen, and that's what I want. I want a Jimmy Olsen that feels like Jimmy Olsen, and this Jimmy Olsen feels like Jimmy Olsen. He's not involved enough. I wish him and Clark had more of a relationship because I wanted to see more of that. But the way he gets involved is funny, but also very James Gunn. Like, Ian, is that a. I don't know if I want to try and make that a thing, but Jimmy feels like a James Gunn character, for better or for worse, but he does feel like Jimmy Olsen, and that's honestly awesome. Lex Luthor, I'm going to talk more a bit about him. His character is like one of those characters where I wish they would have done more with. He's a static villain, meaning he doesn't change. Think high evolutionary. He's just bad because he is bad. Like, there's motivations there. Like, you know that you sense it's there. Nicholas Holt did great, just like the same actor who did with High Evolutionary. There's just not more to him. And I feel like Lex deserves more of an arc. He deserves a little bit more nuance, and we got some nuance from Lex Luthor, but not a whole lot. And I wish I would, I like, again, this maybe this is the Smallville fan of me, maybe this is the TV show fan of me. Like, I want to feel some like kind of arc for Lex Luthor because I feel like this is a guy that's going to be coming up, showing up more and more often, and maybe we get that arc in like later movies, later films, maybe later TV series where we get a Lex Luthor that becomes a little bit more conservative, a little bit more to the chest with things. Like, he grows as a character. Maybe we see that later on, but we didn't really see much growth, if any at all, which is fine. Like, static villains are fine. It works for the film, but as a Lex Luthor fan, I'm like, that's like the li one little tidbit, but I'm like, I wish I'd seen a little bit more. But honestly, best, probably the best Lex Luthor I've seen live action. Like, he's really good. Like, he's a great villain. All right, Justin Gay, we'll talk a little bit. Guy Gardner is a lot of fun. Like, Nathan Fillion in that role, it's just like you can tell he's just having a blast being an asshole, and he's like, he's our asshole, so we're cheering for him. He's fun. Just really, I enjoyed seeing Guy Gardner. There's not much to say about him other than like he's a lot of fun to watch. Hot Girl, I'm a fan of Isabel Merced. Like, I think she's a fun, great, charismatic actress. You see a lot of her personality shine, or I wouldn't say shine, but you like it's reflected in this movie. She didn't really feel like Hot Girl, which is fine. I mean, like, again, I have Justice League Unlimited Hot Girl in my head, so like it doesn't have to match, but it did. Like, if she it felt like Isabel Merced rather than Hot Girl itself. There was a moment where like there was a character moment where she does something, and you're like, would Hot Girl do that? And I'm debating if she would, if she wouldn't. It really depends on the version. I think it's not a big deal, but I'm like, It made me think a little bit. Very Man of Steel-ish, if you catch my drift. Mr. Terrific, he's the best character of the three, by far. He's the standout, not just character-wise, but just acting portrayal. I never thought Mr. Terrific could be this cool in a movie. And when I say this cool. Yeah, he was great. Not going to say much more than that. Metamorpho. Not the take that I thought I was getting. I thought I was going to be getting more James Gunn, like, brash character, because Anthony Kerrigan plays that character very, very well. We got a very more sincere, we got, like, just a more sincere, emotional character. And I will say Metamorpho looks dope. Like, he looks scary, but he looks really fascinating. He's very much a James Gunn character brought to life. And when I say James Gunn, like, James Gunn likes the oddballs. He likes the weirdos. And Metamorpho, just physically seeing him on screen, makes sense why James Gunn has brought him to life. Because it's just a really cool physical representation of that character. Crypto. Crypto is a lot bigger of a character in this movie than I imagine. And there's that whole question the entire movie of, like, how does crypto make sense here? Because they never explain it up until the very end. And I will say, the answer to that question of why is crypto here is a fun answer. It's a fun answer. It's a fun answer, and that's all I'm going to say about it. We'll talk more about it later. Some more of the villains, Ultraman, Engineer. I mean, there's the big kaiju monster. It's a lot of fun. Ultraman is pretty much what I expected. I'm not going to say much more about it. I will say I'm happy how his character is used. It's used well. Engineer is kind of just a regular henchman character that can fight Superman. Not much more to say about her, but I enjoyed her. The character was fun. It was fun to watch her do her thing. The last little bit I want to talk about is the destruction in this movie. This movie is really similar to Man of Steel in the sense of, like, there was a lot of destruction happening. There's a lot of people getting hurt. There's people who are dying in this movie, very similar to Man of Steel. And there is, like, a big glowing difference that I want to talk to more in depth in the next video. But I really liked how James Gunn's Superman handled the destruction. It felt very in character, whereas Man of Steel didn't feel in character. Like, we have a Superman that openly cares about the environment that he is destroying while fighting. Like, the same Superman in comics, the same Superman in video games, and all these other, like, we saw it live action, and we saw a little bit more focus of that. And I really appreciate what James Gunn did with that. Like, I feel like it's a course correction for Man of Steel. Like, we have a Superman that cares about people. And that's awesome. I know there's a lot of criticism coming from, like, politics about Superman being too woke for those worried about that. I don't know really what to say other than, like, this movie has political nature to it, but it isn't really sending a message. I don't see why people would be upset other than, like, oh, Superman's a nice guy. Like, that's Superman. That is who he is. He is a Boy Scout. He is very moral to the code. For those who are complaining that he's too woke, I'm like, no, he's just not the power fantasy that you want him to be. If you want that power fantasy, go play Injustice. There's that video game for you. If you want a power fantasy, Man of Steel kind of does that for you. If you want a power fantasy, go watch The Boys and cheer on Homelander. Like, I don't know what to tell you other than that this movie isn't really woke unless you're just against the morals of Superman. And if you're against the morals of Superman, this isn't for you. Go be a piece of shit somewhere else. So, overall rating, don't want to get this video too much. I can talk maybe 2 hours on this. We'll keep it at 20. Overall rating, it's what I expected. I think I'm leaning somewhere between the fours. I think the lowest, I'll give it as a 4-. I think it's a great film. There's some things that are questionable. I don't think it's elite. I'm going to say it's a solid 4. It's a great film. It's a great start for the DCU. I'm excited. Never been as excited watching this film. Never been ex this excited leaving the theater because I know that there's going to be great movies to come. And the next movie that's coming out does get teased a little bit. And I'm excited for it. I really am. I'm really excited for Peacemaker. I'm just excited to see this world play out. So, Superman, it's good. Watch it. It's a four. It's great. Yeah, that's the video. But.